crying baby 4 or 5 years old. But after that, we'd have a zinc tub. They were coming in, and you'd put them in a zinc tub. So much. And you know, the well had one of these, have you seen those windlasses? I remember that well because they'd tell me to get away, especially when they let the well down. That handle, you know, would go around so fast, and it would have knocked you out.
Would they carry water in?
Buckets, wooden buckets. Had a lot of wooden buckets in it. And I don't, and I wonder who made the buckets. A lot of wooden buckets.
Uh-huh.
They'd have the wooden kegs. That's what they would put on the bucket to go down in the well to get the water. Don't you see?
A wooden keg?
A wooden, looked like a keg, a wooden bucket. But it was made like a keg, and that was what they would put down in there. But now, where my daddy lived, they had a lot of springs. And if you were close enough to a spring, you were real lucky. Because, you know, you just go down there and, say, get a barrel of water every other day, and that's all you'd need if you didn't catch enough rainwater. Don't you see?
Okay, well, now you had your good dishes, and then you had your everyday.
No, we had dishes, period. Just dishes, period.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of plates. I don't know what. No paper plates, though. We didn't make paper plates, but there was dishes. I made it with a stoneware, don't you? Some kind of heavy.
Yeah.
Took a lot of dishwashing for that, and you washed them with lye soap. I don't know what we bathed with. I wonder if we bathed with lye soap, too. Could have, could we?
But say, a long time ago, nowadays you got what kind of dishes? You know, your best dishes you call your...
Yeah. You got your everyday dishes, and your good dishes, and your china. Except I never did have china. I put my china money in my children because I didn't know. After my husband died, we didn't accumulate any food. And when I married, you see, you didn't have showers then. In 1915, when I married, you didn't have showers. So I just never did want. I had silver once, but I just never did want any china. But I just best dishes, good dishes,
okay.
Just good clean dishes.
Now, say out near the kitchen, you'd keep what would you keep to have? That you could put all the scraps and foods left over?
Slop bucket.
Okay.
And you'd have a big bucket, and I imagine it would be a big wooden bucket, and that's, you put all that stuff in there, and that's what you fatten your hogs off of, plus corn, your slop bucket. And if you didn't want to go out to the privet night, you had chambers, you know. Have you ever seen a chamber?
Yeah.
If you have, I'll take you. Well, they've got one of mine. My mother-in-law's over there, and do you know what they have in it?
What?
A flower arrangement. Can you beat that?
What would you put flowers in? Did you have...
I don't remember.
But you have something, you know. Well, nowadays, you do have a lot of pretty flowers, do you?
Thank you.
Ferns?
Yeah, I have a green thumb. I've got to get in there and pull some of those dead leaves off of that one. And my pretty red geranium, it isn't sitting in my window, but it's sitting there in the porch where I can see it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about flowers. I don't know my mother. I don't know, but my mother-in-law, Miss lived over here. She had the greenest thumb you've ever seen. Her flowers were just gorgeous. Oh, and when she died, her yard was just like a flower garden. Just like a flower garden.
But you when you went out, when you wanted something to put in the house, you go out in the yard.
Yes. And pick them.
And put them in a...
In a vase. No, we didn't know what a vase was, then. We just put them in vases.
Okay, or flower pots.
Yeah.
As we call them over in Georgia.
Over flower pot. Well.
Yeah. But now you fried eggs in a what?
Black skillet.
Uh-huh.